Okay, so we have two Yisurim in Hatmana. One is the Zinus of being Matvin in the Mois of Hevel, which is already also from Erev Shabbos. And the Gemara says that is a Gezeira, because if you're allowed to be Matvin in the Mois of Hevel, he'll be Matvin in Remetz. And the Gemara says, and what's wrong with that? A Gezeira, because he might be Mechata. So Pashas, it's not Xera. Xera means original Xera. They put both points into place because they go together as one unit. That's not called Xera of Xera. The second Easter is being Matvin on Shabbos in something which is not Moisef Hevel. It's not a Moisef Hevel. The Gemara never used a Lashon of Maimed Hevel. You find that in Lashon, they use a Lashon of Maimed. It's Maimed Hevel. It holds on to the heat. It doesn't add heat. It holds on to the heat. So that's also only on Shabbos. The Gemara said, what's that about? Because Xera, he might find that his Xera is started cooling off, and he'll heat it up. Shem Yarsiach, correct dictu, because Shem Yarsiach. But the Ma'is, I don't know, Yeshivish. We were Yungalite. We call it Shem Yarsiach. I don't know why. Okay. I saw a nice order from the Divrei Sofrim, Rabbi Yabrov, that he points out that these two Gzeiras Betzim are quite different. That the Isser of Shemar Yarsiach is at the moment of being Matman, you'll see the problem and you might do something. Once it's Mutman already, there's nothing to do about it. It's too late. You know, the only question is an issue of a Kanas. You know, so you did something wrong, do we give you a Kanas or not? But Mitzad, the Gzeira of the, which Chazal were worried about, Moisef Hevel, that you're going to be Matvin and Remetz, there's a Chashash Hashem Yechata. That's an ongoing Chashash. While as long as it's in the ash, there's Chashash Hashem Yechata. So that which the Mishabura spoke about by Shehir, which is Gzeira Hashem Yechata, that Chazal ushered it from staying in the Matzev, because there's an ongoing Chashash. So even when you did it already, you have to take it out of the Matzev, like the Chazanish pointed out, Pshat and Mishabura on that point. So Pasha, that would be true over here in the Gzeira of the Isser of being Matbin and a Moisef Hevel from Erev Shabbos. This of being Matbin and a Maimed Hevel or any Moisef Hevel on Shabbos, he did the Veira. Now we have a new question, do we give him a Kanas? But it's not, there's no ongoing Chashash, it's the Maisa which was also the Maisa is done. We'll get back to that. The first point. There's a interesting Bir Halacha in Sif Hei, or interesting Magen Rum in Sif Hei. This is Sif Dalad. So the Mechaber deals with the idea of if it became uncovered, you're allowed to be mechasit. You want to be moisiv on Shabbos, you're allowed to be moisiv. But the more an aleph, I'm an aleph. He points out, the mechaber adds, who should this halacha that you're allowed to, if it was covered until now, but you're allowed to add to change it to a heavier covering. It's only with hisbasha called tzorcha. But if the kedera was on hisbasha called tzorcha, even the moisiv to change the kisa, but even the moisiv on the kisa is also because it's going to cause it. He's bashel. It's going to cause it to cook. The fact that you're covering it with this covering. So the case over here was not a Moisef Hevel, but it's just a Maimed Hevel, right? But if it holds the heat better, it allows it to continue to cook, and it's going to cook. And since it's not what's called Tzarchai, you're being Garam Bishel on Shabbos, and anything which will be Garam Bishel or heat, even speed up the Bishel process is called Bishel. So it's a problem. So it comes along the Magen Avraham. It says, Pashat Dikishatamuna Medaber Shein Moisef Hevel Shein Garam Bishul Klal. So the case over here is it's something which is not a Moisef Hevel. So how are you in Garam Bishul? What does that mean? You're in Garam Bishul. Something which is not Moisef Hevel doesn't cause Bishul. Elma, the case has to be like the case which the Mechaber says in Sif Ches. So what's the case in Sif Ches? So a case where there is a some type of heat source underneath. So even though you're allowed to be shoya something on the kir which has fire underneath it, but you can't do atmana, But the Mechaber brings us, the Rishonim say that the Israel Mon is dafke if the what you're being matan with touches the kedera. So if I would take the pot and put a large board over the top of the pot, which is wider than the pot, and then take begadim and drape them over the board, so the begadim are not touching the pot, I'm not doing hatmona, because there's an airspace between the begadim and the pot. So that's not hatmona. So that's going to be mutter. That's going to be mutter, even in the case where there's a fire underneath. Because so the fire underneath, we'll see. You know, the consensus of the poskim is that actually changes it. If I use a insulating material, which is not a voice of hevel, but in conjunction with the fact that there's a fire underneath, so even if the fire is not, let's assume even the fire is not touching the pot, the mice, there's a fire underneath, and you're being mapping it with this thing which insulates it, it makes that into a mice of hevel, and it would be awesome, but you're not doing hadmona because it's not touching. So Zuck, the Magen Avraham, that has to be the case in Sif Dal, the case in Sif Dal. So now I want to know, since what's in the pot is not fully cooked, can I add on another kisui? It's not really hadmona because it's not really touching. Okay, as I can't add another kisui because I'm in Garim Bishop. That's what the Magen Avraham says. But he assumes that there are that there's no way that if you're talking about a simple case of a hatmona in something which is not a moisiv hevel, that it's going to be Garim Bishop. So the Biralocha brings from the base mayor, and the base mayor says, to say that the Machaber in Sifdal is referring to the case in Sifkes, which the Shulchan has not mentioned yet, is not Mistaber. Aleph Beis, the Rashi, and Aleph Amar Aleph seems to support the argument of that this is not true, that just the idea of holding on to heat allows something which is cooking to continue to cook. So if it holds on to a certain amount of heat, even though it's not on the fire anymore, and there's no heat source heating it, it could still continue to cook. Rashi's Lashon. Okay, so the case was here was the case of Glufka, right? She's like this. So you were matan at Erev Shabbos at a Glufka, and you want to change it to Sadin. So why would you want to do that? So it means it's continuing to heat up, it's going to burn. Means it gets cooked. So there's so much heat there because this very thick baguette is keeping the heat in, so it's going to burn. Well, what do you mean it's going to burn? Because it stops cooking. So that's the base mayor's the title of Warren Rashi says that it's shy of the idea that it's continuing to develop and etc. because of the heat which is being maintained.
This is about enumizer level, right?
By definition, because we're allowing it to Erev Shabbos at the Shabbos, and we're saying that it's you want Shabbos, you want to change the covering from the Gluf Kriya to the Sadin, which is thin, or vice versa. In both cases are mutter. So the base mayor says that therefore I'm going to learn the Mechaber Kipshutai that some which is not even though it's not a Moisef Hevel, it can actually be Garim Bishul. So if it's not fully cooked, you can't add more on because you're actually creating a Bishul, you're actually making Bishul take place. So Bir Locha brings this in the Rashi and Zion Sif Dalet. He brings the Magen Avraham, brings the base Meir's Chalik Olav, He brings the Rashi, which is the Diyuk, and he says the Bira Gra, also like the base mayor from a Diyuk, from a different Chayla. Therefore, he says, I did not quote the Magen Avraham on the Halacha. In the case of here, simply the regular din of Hatmana. He did a simple regular Hatmana, but a Mayim at Hevel, which is Mutter, from Erev Shabbos. But you can't, if it's not fully cooked, you can't change the covering to a thicker covering. Because that'll be Garen Bishul. Now, I'm not going to answer the question totally, and I have to tell you that there's elements over here in the science of Bishul which I don't understand. So what's the story of the Magen Avraham? Like, what's he assuming? So my brother Lashon is, it's Poshut. He doesn't even say like any rias to it. The Gimel says Poshut. It's double Poshut. So now the Poskim point out that being matman in something which is halacha miskara, Tosis said this word at the beginning, it's called, not called a moisef hevel, even though something which abats him is hot, like you had efer cham. So there's nothing to be, there's no shem yechata, because there's no remitz is efer cham, which still has pieces of gacholos in it. It has still pieces of gacholim in it. But if it's kol kuler afer, there's no gachal manat. There's nothing to be machat. A gachalis is a kol. Sometimes it starts becoming, you know, it's not producing flame so much, etc. You stir it up and then you get a fire out of it. Like you rake the coals. If the coals have reduced themselves to nothing, there's no coals at all. You can have hot ash, but it's halacha miskar. That's not called a mesef hevel. Right? That's not called a mesef hevel because it's so. One suggests, the base mayor says, I'll give you a hecha tipsa where you have a case of something which is not a mesef hevel. I can learn the case of a macabre or something which is not a mesef hevel, which about it, how much it's adding heat. It's still hot itself, and it's adding heat over here, even though it's halacha miskar, and that can be the case of the macabre. So if you want to give a case, if you want to tell me you need dafka heat to be added, I have a hecha tipsa. That's number one that he says. Okay. But taking that thought process a step further, so where else do you find this idea? So they did a cliche is not mavashal. So Tosis and Daf Mem says, why is cliche not mavashal? Because kol tonis in a kli rishon, even though it's not ala ish, since the walls of the pot are hot, because they've been heated on the fire, so not only is the food inside hot, but the walls are heated. So the walls, which are heated, keep adding heat into the food, and they may cause the food to cook. But in a cliche, since the walls are not heated, even though the pot is quite hot, the food is quite hot. It's yatsa lettuce boy. It's reseyach. Let's assume. But since the nature of the walls is that they don't add heat, so it's not mavash. So you have something which is quite hot. It's extremely hot, but since it's halacha miskara, since it's cooling off, it doesn't look halacha bishul. Now, what that means in modern science, I don't know exactly what the words, you know, what exactly that means. So I have something which is, for argument's sake, now there is a chayodim which says that klishen and mavashal doesn't apply by something which is called yad nichus boy. The yad saletus with the yad nichus boy. So if it's very, very hot, that's not true anymore, because the mice, forget about the walls. Right now, this thing is 200 degrees, it's going to cook something. Right? There is almost a kali bishul, which, you know, well, they don't take too much to cook them. You put an egg in there, you know. While it's cooling from 200 to 180, you cook your egg. Right? Okay, so this Kali Bishul, cook on a cliche. The Chassidish says, you know, we only know of a very few things. Like the Mishnah Berurah seems to make it a broad spectrum. The Chassidish says, no, Chazal said that there's certain things which are, that the Abaya Tanagarlis is the easiest thing in the world to cook. And that's why it's used in Gabi Shirim, Gabi certain things of the Hilchus. The Shir Hotsaw on Eitzim is wood which is able, enough wood to be able to cook an egg, which is in a frying pan already spread out, and you know, because why an egg? Why chicken egg? Because it's the easiest thing in the world to cook. Okay. That's Chazal said, but beyond that, there's other things which halacha says we have to worry about. Mikra did. He says, and if you're worried about it, I don't see there's a cliche and a klishlishi. That's, you know, people quote the Chassidish, he's machron a klishlishi. That's not exactly what he said. He says, I don't really hold this idea of Kali Bishul to start with, except for eggs and one or two other things. But if you hold of it, klishlishi should do the same thing as klisheni. The idea that a Kali Bishul cook a cliche, not a cliche, is I don't understand what that means. Kazanish. Right. Saying the Velt says the Chazish is machmer a klishlishi. That's not really the correct way of saying it. You know, the Mishabura is machmer Kali Bishul. The Chazish, if you want to accept the Chumra of the two together, you get fine. Right. So what? So let's say you don't want to like the Chayotim. So what does that mean? Because the Chazal are touching up that the nature of something, as it, since it's not, it's going to be miskarer. It's going to cool off over a period of time, not immediately, over a period of time. It loses its Kayach Bishul. So the Magen Rabbah says that's what happens over here also. Something which is not Moisef Hevel, but nature is, you know, this is the thing, is a perfect insulator. Things cool off. Right? I mean, we know that. Right? Your matman is something, it's not the same temperature. You put your pot is hot. Shabbos morning, your pot is also warm still. It's not the same heat as you put it in. It was Hanukkah Miskar. So Vaisnachos, whatever that means, Bishul, whatever Chazal understood the definition of the Malach of Bishul is, this is not Bishul. Well, if before it was not fully cooked and now it's cooked, okay, so it's cooked, but it's not Bishul. That's what Bagram seems to be understanding. Now, maybe the Chilik is like this, which I, to say this is Machloek because I don't want to say that, but I do want to point out there's a Dian in the Lashon Tosis. Tosis says that a Kli Rishon, the walls of the pot are adding heat in. The walls of the pot are heated, and therefore they're supercharged with heat and they're heating up the food. Whereas a Kli Sheni, the walls are cool and the walls are cooling off the food. Actually, what happens is the transfer, your good old physics tells you that you have something which is hotter, something which is colder. The nature of what will happen is that the colder thing will actually seep away the heat from the hotter thing. The nafkamina is something which is neither. That's the sugya of Davar Gush. Davar Gush, since it doesn't have a liquid, it doesn't really interplay with the walls, so there's nothing heating it, there's nothing cooling it. So if the nakuda of a cliche is that it's cooling it, so there's nothing cooling by Davar Gush. If the nakuda of is that you need the walls of Kamisha to heat it, there's nothing heating it. Davar Gush is a machloikis. The other nafkin in which the Paiskim handle is styrofoam. You put the cliche in a styrofoam. The styrofoam is made that its nature is that it doesn't take heat. That's exactly what its principle is, it doesn't take heat. So the Yudan putting something in styrofoam as if it's a cliche. Well, it's not heating it, it's not cooling it. So what's happening over here in is that nothing is, there's nothing cooling it, but there's nothing heating it. So it's a male, it's eventually going to cool off. But if you hold that's good enough to be considered like a Kli Rishon, so then my base mirror's got a strong tie. If you hold Davar Gush as a problem, so this is the same thing. There's an Orch HaShulchan which points out, by the way, that the Chumra of Davar Gush doesn't apply when there's a liquid. I have a Davar Gush in a liquid, even though there's a solid in there, but the liquid allows for the transfer of the heat out of the Gush into the walls. The Chumra of Davar Gush is something which is, it's a dry thing. But if you'd have a piece of hot meat in the Cholent, you know, people say, you're not Davar Gush, the piece of hot meat in the Cholent, because Davar Gush. The Orch HaShulchan says that's not true. Because over there, because there's liquid, unless you have things very, very thick, you know, you have a semi-solid cholent. You have a liquidy cholent. The liquid of the cholent is taking the heat out of the Davar Gush into the wall, into the walls of cliche, like everything, like anything else. Which postures, you know, if you want to be marked, you can be marked. But that's postures. The argument is like the Orch HaShulchan and that Nakuda. That's the definition. So getting back to over here, the point I want to get to, this is all interesting, is what's this definition of Moisef Hevel and something which is Ein Moisef Hevel. So the Ein Moisef Hevel, clearly all it's doing is just, it's maintaining the heat, and then we can discuss that it might actually potentially facilitate a bishul going on further or not. So what's the Moisef Hevel? So according to the Magen Avraham, the Ein Moisef Hevel means it's allowing it to cool, so therefore it doesn't cook. So all Moisef Hevel has to do, really, to make it into a new madriga, is to hold on to the heat. Because the Magen Avraham agrees on this musig that holding on to heat to something in a period of time that can facilitate bishul. So Moisef Hevel doesn't have to mean that it makes the pot hotter; just means that it adds enough heat that the pot doesn't cool. But according to the way the Beis Meir is arguing, that the Ein Moisef Hevel is able to maintain the heat over a long period of time to allow it to continue to cook. So what does Moisef Hevel have? It has to mean that it actually adds heat into the pot. That seems to me that this is, you know, this the yom between the Magen Rama and the Beis Meir should play out in what we're, when we were describing these items, Moshev Hevel, Enum Moshev Hevel, what does it have to do? So, okay, everybody knows Rem, it's actual, this is the actual item which has something which is fire. So yes, I understand that it actually adds heat. But some other things which Chazal were talking about, you know, now a compost, which some of these things are really different forms of compost that can actually generate heat. It actually generates heat, it actually heats something. It's not very effective in heating something. It heats itself, but heating other things is not a very effective way to transfer heat, but it definitely theoretically could add heat over a period of time and make something even hotter. Some of the other ones, you know, chol, which is wet, which pasha just reflects heat back. So does it reflect heat back to the point that it actually makes it hotter? That would be, you know, theoretically a shayach, you know, but are we defining that has enough in those circumstances? Something which I'm not very clear about. I've never been mounting something in a chol in my life. Anyway, that's also part of the problem. You know, the materials which Chazal were talking about are not really used by us. Their home and see is different. Okay, so I think that should be an afkamina in this argument. Pasha should understand the lomness of the sugya a little bit. What's exactly happening over here? Okay. There is an important nekud over here that Chazal asked it because of that your goal is to for heat purposes. But let's say the reason why I'm being matman it is because I want to keep it that it should remain clean. Excuse me. He said bays. So it says, "Mekol makom losim kelim al tavshak kelim shomer min hachborim kreshal yistana pafruriyos yishori." Because you're not being matman lahachem ela kshomer minosin kisei ela kadeira. It's putting the cover on the pot. Why is the cover on the pot? Why isn't that? Teres is that even though adding cover to the pot clearly helps it cook and it keeps the heat in, but you know a lot of times the reason why you're putting the cover on the pot because you you want to speed up the cooking or because you want to keep the heat in is simply because you want to keep it safe that it shouldn't get dirty, something shouldn't fall into it, etc. So if your goal is not for the purpose of heat, Chazal didn't answer it. And as he says, even though it's preventing it from being mitzvane, but since that's not your kavanah, Chazal didn't answer it. Let's go step by step. So in the case of someone which is not a Moshev Hevel, which Chazal said, the reason why you're going to be matman is because you want to have heat, and you see that it cooled off. You say, oh, the guy's thinking heat, and it's cooling, so he's going to be martiyah. Well, no, he won't, because he's not thinking heat. He's thinking clean. So there's no reason why he'll be there's no chashash. Chazal didn't answer. Is there a gzeir shem yapi beremitz by the Moshev Hevel? No, because by the Moshev Hevel, if his goal is heat, she says, you know, hey, why not put in remitz? That's the best heat thing I got around here, and then I'll be mekat. But over here, his goal isn't heat. His goal is cleanliness, etc. So the gzeira doesn't apply. So this gzeira is going to become very. Sometimes Chazal have a reason why they make the gzeira, and then they make the gzeira. They just make a little plug. That we're seeing over here that the Rishonim are assuming that's not true over here. That the gzeira is going to be definitional in the getter of the tama gzeira becomes part of the definition of the gzeira itself. It has to be gzeira is that a person be matman for the purpose of heat, not being matman. Be matman for the purpose of heat, and that's when Chazal asked it. If you're not doing it for that purpose, it's mutter. So this has some interesting halachic ramifications. So. A person wants to take it's a yavesh, which is called tzorcha, and you want to take it out of the fridge Shabbos morning, and you want to put it on top of your percolator and heat it up. So it's a kugel, right? So you don't want your kugel to fall apart, and you want to keep it inside the aluminum foil, which is holding it in place. So the aluminum foil is totally surrounding the food, right? So lachara, at first glance, that's hatmon on the kugel, and you're doing a hatman on Shabbos. I'm taking it, putting it in a place where my goal is to heat it, to warm it up. And there's a heat source underneath it, so we map in. I'm moving it from a situation of no heat to a situation of heat. Derech hatmana. So we'll see in Rishon Ches that is a chiddush of the Rishonim that goes into this hatmana as well. Even though it's already mutman to start with, I'm not really doing anything more. The case over there, I'm going to take a pot and put it on top of another pot. We'll see what cases are mutman, what cases are also. But there's such a being moist of chaim derech hatmana is also. Well, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, but my goal over here, the hatmana, is not hatmana. My goal is the kid that my kugel shouldn't fall apart, or shouldn't get dirty. I take a challah out of the freezer and I want to heat it up. I want to put it on the blech, not mokum where it can get to yatzel lettuce bowl, so I don't have any problems with the chazara issues. But I'm heating it. Well, I'm keeping it in the bag. It shouldn't dry out. No problem. None of these are problems. Okay. The assumption in Allah is even something which betzim is not a moisiv hevel, but if it has a heat source, it's considered a moisiv hevel. So I want to take a kugel from before Shabbos, keep it in my cholent, or kishka, and I'm wrapping up in aluminum foil that shouldn't fall apart and disintegrate to the rest of the cholent. So there's a heat source underneath, and it's mutman. The kishka is mutman in the aluminum foil. So that's being matman and a moisiv hevel. No, it's not, because my goal over here, I don't need more. It's the purse of aluminum foil is not more heat. It's not the kishka is hotter than the rest of the cholent. The point is, I don't want it to fall apart and disintegrate into the rest of the cholent. So my goal is not atmana. That's not a problem. All those cases are not a problem, because the purpose over there isn't the heat. There are other arguments why that's not a problem, but that's one of them.
Maybe if you would add a towel over the aluminium foil, then that would be for the heat.
So. If you'd add a towel, that'd be for the heat. Yeah. So then you're doing hatmana. Okay. there's a ran. The places I wanted you to see in the sugya. Or the Sugya Mem Zayin to Mem Chesem and Aleph, then the Mishnah and Aleph until the end of the Perek. I mean, the last three lines are not Nagay, but might as well finish those three lines anyway. The Sugya, they're all that is important, Sugya. And the Sugya and Daf Lamed Aleph, which where the Mora says the Tom. There's really another Sugya which I don't want to get involved in it because it's just too complicated. There's the Sugya of the story of the Anshei Tiberia that they came up with this great idea of heating, getting hot water on Shabbos. So the waters of Tiberia itself have sulfur in it, and they're not really good to drink. So, but they have mayim which are masukim. They like it to have it hot. So they came up with this great idea. They took the mayim which would put out the mayim which is good water, mayim yofim, and they ran it through like a pipe, went through the hot springs and came out the other end. So you ran your pipe of water through the hot springs that come out the other ends. Now they had hot water. The hot springs were heating up the good water, and now you have water to drink. The hot springs themselves were mayim royim. They weren't able to drink them. So the Moros Chazal said this is a problem of being mapped in a moist of hevel. And therefore, the water is also to drink. Because the pipe is surrounded all around by the water of the hot springs, and you're taking your michael, which is the water, you're being matman it as it goes through there in the hot springs water, and it's coming out the other end. So it's a moment of myself hevel, and it's also that's a sugya in Parakira and Daflam Ches. It gets involved in the issues of rechitza, using the water for rechitza. That ends up getting involved in other sugyas, which I don't want to get involved in it. Well, first of all, you see that hatmana, the over here, the material which you're using for hatmana is the hot water. So being matman in hot water is considered a valid material for the problems of hatmana. Most Rishonim, Rashi learns that there was no pipe; it was just sort of going through without. And the Ran says there's no hatmana, but davar hamisarif. Because the two items mixed together, it's not considered hatmana. So, therefore, most Rishonim learn the case where it has to be that there was a pipe. That's all they assume. Aleph. So when Rabbi Yasha was asked about this issue of the aluminum foil in the around the Kishka and the Cholent, he said, well, if you puncture the aluminum foil and the flavor of the Cholent goes into the Kishka and vice versa, it's a Dabar Misar, Rabbi Mel, there's no problem about Nimanim. Okay. Now, why didn't he say once you puncture it, it's a mela, it's not problematic, because it's not fully surrounded? That's the next question. We'll get to that in a second. What? For flavor or for not a mono? Pasha's not.
Yeah.
Submerged.
So as long as it's flooding, you don't have to worry about it.
So now, there's a machlokes between the Mishabura and in Siman Reish Nun Ches, there's a machlokes between the Taz, where Mishabura sent the Taz, and the Chazanish. Is there hatmona in a Meichel? So the case over there, the simple case would be like I want to warm up a baby bottle. So I take the baby bottles in the fridge, it has the milk, and it's already ready to go, but it's cold. So I take a cup and I take water out of my urn, and I put the baby bottle into the cup, and let's say for argument's sake it gets submerged. So it's Mishnah Berurah holds that's a problem about mono. You're being matman on Shabbos, even though you're being matman in a Michael, it's a problem about mono. Chazanish learns there's also things that don't give him a Michael. Period. The Chazanish is make on that. Mishnah Berurah holds that's considered mono. This according to Chazanish, this case over here, the point was that the Mayim Royim were not a Michael. So that's not. There is hatmon in that scenario because it's not something which can be used, but over here it's usable water, etc. No. According to the Chazanish, taking your kishka and submerging it inside your cholent is not a problem because you'd be mapping in a meichel. It's not a problem to start with. Mishabura, and this is the substance of the poiskim, like the Mishabura, not like the Chazanish. Mishabura holds in this case, it's how he learns the taz and reish naches. That's considered hatmon. So meila, there is hatmon in a meichel. So you have to figure out why there isn't a problem about mono. So one argument. Argument is the davar hamisarev. So that's one suggestion that we have suggestions before. The purpose of the putting the kishka directly into the cholent does not call it mona. Right? If there's no that's mamash hamisarev. Whether you know, that's like nobody's going to argue on that. But the issue is because it's wrapped in foil. So, but the purpose of wrapping it in foil is not to keep it distinct. Is because just to keep it to hold it together, shouldn't fall apart, etc. So that doesn't get a shame hatmona. That's the argument we said before.
What's the spara? Where
does it come from? It's a good question. I'll get one answer is, I mean. So, in the world of being matmin, and most of Hevel, very mistaber, that people do not confuse food with remits. So it's the item which you're being matmin. It's mutmin. It's not the matmin. It's the mutmin usually. In the maimed have like holding on to heat. Maybe you the gap is not so right. Maybe you would confuse the two. You would have it considered being a problem. So there is a lashon of the mechaber in Sif says. A metal halacha that the hatmona has to touch. This halacha that you put a daf rach of, and therefore it's not considered hatmona. She says, "Kol shehu binyan she'ena v'gadim nagim b'gedera al pi sheyesh eish tafteh kamen she'ena oisah derech hatmona shori." Right. So, how big of a gap do you need? So this is that famous shaila with the Shlomo Zalman about the crock pot. He says they measured it, the gap between the walls of the crock pot and where the heat source is and where the crock is, there's a gap. It's a few millimeters. So he says that doesn't count for this din because the point over here is not derech hatmona. It's not like there's a kosev in the giyas. There's a kosev is derech hatmona. The sword is derech hatmona. So over here, if this is how you use the thing, this is how you maintain its heat, etc. This is the normal usage of it, which is the purpose of putting heat into it, etc. So you can't call it into derech hatmona. So the fact that there's a gap is irrelevant. Whereas the case of my pot, and I put this big board over the top, and the pot's this wide, and the board like this, and I have things hanging out on the side. That's clearly not derech hatmona. That's why it's mutter. In other words, there's no gemara which says behed you have to touch. What? They have no. So what's why is a tanner not considered a mona? So they say, well, because that's not derech hatmona. There's a difference in derech because it doesn't touch. So what do they mean? So that's he says, and the kud is not the touching versus not touching. The kud is derech hatmona versus derech hatmona. So do you usually use food for derech hatmona? I think that's going to be the assumption. That's why that's not considered a problem.
If you put silver oil in your crack pot,
correct. If you hold there you make it. There's mama's touching, right? We'll talk about that. Now, there's an interesting that Moshe has a tshuva. The Chazish talks about a bakbuk tumors. A thermos bottle is. I want to take something on Shabbos and pour into the thermos bottle. That mutter. The question being, I'm doing hatmona on Shabbos. I'm taking it from the pot. I'm putting it. So he says, first of all, tefillin mechel mechem, which the problem is that according to Rashi, the lomus tefillin mechel because your goal is to be miskarer. It's not your goal to be miskarer. You're putting in a thermos bottle, so that shouldn't create a heter. Tefillin mechel mechem. The Rambam learns that tefillin mechel mechem Chazal did not aser since in general hatmona always is in the kli rishon. Chazal did not aser when it's in the kli sheni. But if you look at the flow of the Chazon Ish, his shaila is that the lomdus of his shaila is he's handling the following question. Do we look at there's a liner inside of your thermos, and then there's insulating material, or there's a vacuum, which the vacuum doesn't transfer heat, and then there's the wall, outer wall. So we should argue that the liner is like the that's the pot holding the food, and then the outer layer is the problem. And one of his answers back is it's all one thick. We look at it as one wall. This is how the wall works. The fact the wall is thicker or thinner is not an issue. So Rav Falk has an interesting lakuta on this. This is that Chazal never answered how thick the walls could be. So I can use a very thin wall pot, or I can use a wall. It's not a problem of hatmona because the walls that I happen to use in my pot are 3 inches thick. Chazal answered being mapped in the pot. But you make the walls as thick as you want. So he said, going back to he wants to argue like this in the case of the kugel, Chazal answered being mapped in the pot. There's no issue of putting food in a pot. I mean, that's you know, I put it into the pot. Well, it's mutman in the pot. No, that's the pot. So he wants to argue that the foil is the pot. So let's say I want to put multiple layers. Well, now I got a problem. The first layer of foil is the pot. The second layer is the hatmona on the pot. He said, but I want to take this gigantic piece of foil and fold it over 17 times and make that the wall, even though it's like this thick now. That's not a problem because that's the wall. As long as it's one piece of foil, you can fold it over and use it to be mapping your thing without a problem. If it's two layers, you got a problem. Because the Isser is being mapping the kadera, not being mapping the food. In all the scenarios we have, we're always the issue is taking. I mean, now normally because how else do you hold the food? Right? But we never handle the shadow of being mapped in the kadera. So that's an important nakuda. Yeah.
It's the same thing as it's not Moshe Batman, it's Moshe Batman. Isn't that enough to make a
Batman?
Correct. Okay, so you have to just decide before.
But then the next step, which he's arguing, is but once that's true, the fact that I choose a thicker walled pot, because my goal is to hold on to the heat, I said, well, now that's not your goal anymore, but Chazal didn't ask her. Chazal, we're not Kaveh and Isser on Mingmap and the Kadeir. The Isser was Mingmap and the food in the Kadeir. The Isser is Mingmap and the Kadeir.
So, what does it matter if it's one continuous thing or different pieces?
So, because if it's one layer, it says his argument is the first layer is I made a pot. I made a very flimsy one time usage pot, but I made a pot. That this is its goal is to hold the food, but what's the second layer for? It's because I want to keep the heat in. So the second layer is an act of being matman in the pot, which that's the answer. But if I make my one piece and I make it thicker, that's mutter. So what's the afkin if it comes thicker because they poured it like this and they made it in the foundry that way, or I folded over my layers and I made it a thicker layer. It's a matzliyo chelik aleph. He has a tshuva on that. Okay, this last thing. Going back to the first point that we touched on, so if a person was Arav Hitman, so let's do two steps over here. There's a regular dinner, Isser Meiser Shabbos. It's important to clarify this point. There's an Isser Meiser Shabbos, because Al Asr, if a person is over one of the Malachas, there's a Mandam in the Gemara which actually also made a rice, so we don't pass like that Mandam in the Gemara. Chazal Asr, because he did the Avera, Chazal Asr, the usage of the being benefiting from the Avera which was done. It's called Meiser Shabbos. There's Nafkamina, there's a Machlokes in the Gemara where it's got to be, how much is it also? Is it also to you? Is it also to other people? Is it also for Shabbos? Is it also to Lelomis, etc.? Right? The beginning of Shinyach Hesh, the Machaber brings two sheetahs. Now, in general, this chumrah is because it's Melech HaShabbos, which is the rice, which is when it's the Rabbanans, it's more kuladik. However, the sugi which you learned over here indicated that even though that's true in general, but punct when it comes to Shia and Chazara and Hanmona, because that's something which was an ongoing problem, that people were not keeping the Gezeres Chazal, they actually were more machmer in some of the kulas which exist. So the Moshul, the Mishabur brings getting Shia Ches, the Gros sheet passes like a mayor that B'shoigeg is mutter for a person to use even on Shabbos. A person that does a Malachas on Shabbos, B'shoigeg, Arim mutter, he thought it was mutter. I wrote there's a shoygeg. I mean, he has to be honest. Saying, you know, but you know, we're not his police. He said, you know, I'm Marshall, so I was mutter. So what do? I go to the Rav. I ask the child. He says, according to the Grotz, mutter eat it on Shabbos. Mutter use it on Shabbos. I shoygeg is mutter even for the person himself or the people it was cooked for, even on Shabbos. That's true. But over here, the Mor says we're going to shoygeg to Mesa because people will play games. So shoygeg over here is us. The person thought hatmana, he forgot, and he did hatmana. So he takes his kugel out of the thing and puts it on the blech, and it's two layers. Okay, so he did hatmana. Like, okay, so you don't have any argument. It's that second layer is not necessary for anything else other than just to keep the heat in. He's doing hatmana on Shabbos. Okay, is the kugel mutter to eat? Oh, all right. So what's the halacha? Over the hitman. So there is a general rule when it comes to the Maisa Shabbos and over here as well. If there's any sheet that holds that it's mutter mikra din, even though we don't pass like that in the Bidi Yevon, we're not going to ask it. Okay, that's one issue which the Ramah gets involved in the beginning of the Siman. That being said, the issue which we asked is only if the Maisa you accomplish something. So being mapped in something which is not a voice of Hevel, all you did was hold on to the heat. So the Chazal did not answer that, because you didn't do anything. Let's say you were mapped in something which is a voice of Hevel, so that you did something, so then it's a problem. But there's an interesting Mishabur and Sukkot and Ches. The who Mat Mishabas the Dover Shano Mois of Hevel, the Sharbadi Yabad Avagav the Osi Sura, the Haino Babachimu, it's all Ami Bachimus, it didn't do anything, we're just held on to the heat. The example he gave was something which is not a Mois of Hevel. So the Sharat Siyun, Umash of the Bavar Mois of Hevel, Mishabas Af Ba'imid Bachimus, so is Osi. So even though you didn't do anything, but it's a Mois of Hevel, Chazal Asr. But Sarki, and the Klusher Kabeger. So Kabeger on the page, or Kabeger is exactly about that's about the size of the quote. The Kabeger. Kabeger doesn't say anything more than that. He has a Sad on Shabbos. Where are we, Davini Mincha? What?
Oh, Davini Goldowski.